Okay, so we're picking up with the sugi from yesterday, the machlokas between the Rashba and Rashi regarding the Shtar Hischayvus. We had a number of questions on Rashi, so we want to just maybe outside go over the Rashba's taina against Rashi. Anyone? Yoni, go ahead.
Rashi's case of Shtar wouldn't even work by Kedushin.
Good.
So why are we using it as a Kal v'chomer against
that? Why are we trying to use that as a case to, right, to undo the Kal v'chomer? And what does he say about this type of case? Shtar Hischayvus.
That really, it's a separate kind of shtar. Really, the thing that would be redeeming would be Keseth.
In other words, when you do the pidyon, right? Let's take the case of the pidyon. You write the Kohen in IOU. That was his big raya, right? He brought the case of the pidyon. Pidyon Aben. You write the Kohen and IOU for 5 shloim. I don't have 5 shloim now, Mr. Cohen, but I'll write you an IOU, and then I'll pay you back another time. When is the child redeemed? Midaraisa?
After the payback.
Likashayitain. Implying that what? Implying that the shtar was not kesef. The shtar was not tantamount to kesef. Does everyone follow that? That's important. That's his raya. His raya is from that case of the pigeon of Ben. Just like by the pigeon of Ben, in the best case scenario, the pidyon can only take place on the daraisa level when you actually pay out the money. It did not take place when you gave him the shtar. So you see from that the shtar is nothing. Shtar does not have the status of kesef. Okay? Shtar has no status of kesef. Later in the Masechta, you saw the other Rashba, which, as we suggested yesterday, seems to say, I think it's pretty express, but some of the Achronim question what the Rashba's position is. But from this Rashba and Mem Zayim and Beis, it seems to me that if a person would give a shtar chayvus that he got from someone else, according to the Rashba, that would be okay. Right? So maybe we could just start with that. But there's a number of questions here. First of all, what's the distinction, according to the Rashba, between a shtar chayvus that I got from someone else and a shtar chayvus that I wrote myself? Again, to be clear, according to the Rashba, I want to be mekadesh this woman. If I write her an IOU, I don't have a pruta. I owe you 1 pruta, and I give it to her. That's not good. Rashi would say, yes, that is good. Rashba, not good. But if Yoni had previously given me an IOU for a loan that I gave him, right? He gave me an IOU, he couldn't pay me back, and I would take that IOU and pass it along, that would be good, according to the Rashba. So we need to understand, on the one hand, the distinction between those two cases from the Rashba, and on the other hand, how would Rashi respond to the Rashba's raya? Rashi has to be aware of that Pidyon HaBen case, right? I mean, that's maybe a secondary issue, but it's important. Rashi was bringing this big raya from Pidyon HaBen. Seems like a very strong raya that shtar hischayvus is not kesef. Rashi continues to hold the shtar hischayvus is kesef, which means he has to have a different way of understanding why the case of Pidyon HaBen will not work in the case of shtar hischayvus. Right? Is that clear? Yeah. Is Rashi, by his own admission at the beginning of the parak, says the way you make the shtar is hariyat mekudeshes. That's it. Hariyat mekudeshes. So you give it over. You don't even have to write b'shtarzu. Because it's muchach mitocho that that's what you're doing. So that's the shtar. So Rashi seems to be saying it's not shtar, it's not bia, it's kesef.
Rashi can see the shtar.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. And that's not good, and that's nothing. That's right. That's what well stated. So what do you guys want to say?
Rashi would say that the core issue is...
Well, what Richie seems to be saying is that, according to Rashi, when I give the woman the ability to claim kasaf, right, I gave her this the shtar, which with which she can collect money, that's as good as having the money. Right? The ability to collect money is as good as having money. I don't have the heftz of money in my hand, but it's essentially the same thing. Right? It's exchangeable for money. Is that what you mean?
Not necessarily saying that it's as good.
Okay.
I'm saying it's
Oh, for this purpose, I'm saying you have to say it's a din kesef.
No, I'll say it's a din shavu kesef, but not within a din of cash.
No one's going to say it's actually a chatzah.
But I'm saying the thing that you're giving over is this. I'm looking for the lashon that I saw over here.
Well, the assumption of shavu kesef is that it's just as good as money in this, as kesef in this case, like meaning shava kesef.
See what Richie's saying is what Richie's saying like this, that money is money because it has a certain value, right? And therefore, since I gave you something that basically has the same value of whatever amount it is that I'm machayev myself, then I basically gave you the equivalent of kesef. Is that what you said? Right. Apparently not. Right. Promissory, like a promissory note that stands in the place of kesef because it represents the value. Or,
which is arbitrary,
right?
Or a promissory
for that same amount.
They both carry the value of kesef. What is but does that make sense? That the value of kesef we have kesef and within shtar that represents that value.
You mean?
Then I see it.
It sounds like that's what Rashi is saying. Now this really goes back to a much more basic question of how to understand kesef, right? How do you understand kesef? We alluded to it last week. That's a question in and of itself. Is kesef chashuv? Is kesef because intrinsically there's something unique to kesef, right? And we say kesef mateches, that is some coinage. That coinage is what makes kesef unique. Or no, is that it's a value, that's a shavius. It's the quintessential shavius. So if you understand kesef in that way, right, then it's not a big step to say, when I gave you something that represents the very same shavius, all right, I can give you $10, I can give you an IOU which says you're entitled to the shavis of $10. It's not the same as giving a kli. It's not the same as I gave you a kli and I say that's kesef. No, that would be shava kesef. Right? That would be further removed. I gave you something that has the same monetary value as that amount of money. I don't think that's what Rashi's saying. Rashi seems to be saying, I'm giving you essentially the same thing. I'm essentially giving you the same thing. You know, it could either say, in God we trust, and you can collect on it, or it could be an IU from Yoni Markowitz, and it could have the same chashivas, and the same shavias.
Well, maybe it's from me, not.
Again, Rashi's definitely saying that there's some equation between the two. Right? The question is to find what the common source of the two is. Right. Yeah, exactly. I think that's what you're saying, right? That money is money, halachically, because it represents value.
So shtar is no more arbitrary than money itself.
Right. A shtar is chayvus, right? Where I say I obligate myself to this amount. Right. It's also sort of theoretical, right? Listen, I don't. I've got. Which one was more intuitive? Which one was more intuitive? Let's put it that way. If you didn't know anything about anything, and I asked you. Intuitive. Let's say I would ask you without anything. You'd say Rashba, you couldn't use an IOU.
No,
Rashi. Yeah. Do you have anyone agree with that? You say Rashba would be more intuitive.
Intuitive?
I mean, which would you come to without knowing anything about the Suga? Let's say you didn't. Let's say I would tell you. Let's say I told you in abstract. There's three ways to be married. Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. What would you say about IOU?
No, I think Rashba.
You wouldn't say that.
I mean, I think Rashi, what he's saying sounds consistent, and it's like easy to figure out why he's saying what he's saying, but I don't necessarily think that's...
Okay. But I think it's a very good step to take to say that Rashi is really cutting to the core of kesef. If kesef is predicated on shavius, right, on value, on the concept of value, that's what makes kesef so important in the context of halacha, then it's not a far stretch to say, well, it's just the same thing. I'm entitling you to the same amount of shavis that you would have if you were holding a dollar bill in your hand. It's the same amount of shavis that you'd have.
I think it's a problem that he's forcing you to come back to him. Meaning, I think he's...
Oh, okay, that's the wrong... You want to get past the Rosh Hashanah.
That just seems like, okay, the transaction's not done. Like, we're halfway through.
All right, well, let's get to that. You wanted to try to give the Rosh Hashanah's answer. Yeah, Chaim, you want to say something?
At a restaurant, you can purchase something with money. You can't purchase anything with money. So you see that they're not the same thing.
That's the argument.
But that's just Zoroastrian.
No, that could be for a different reason. That could be for a different reason. You know, let's say, again, I mean, it's hard to use that as an
credit card's not an IOU.
Right, let's say credit card. They say we don't allow credit cards.
Someone, either way, you're not paying
it. Yeah.
So the restaurant's just not trusting the backing. That's the thing. The restaurant trusts the backing of the credit card, but they don't trust your backing.
Right. Right.
That's a social
issue. Exactly. Right.
They don't trust your IOU. But if they trust IOUs,
If it has George Washington, on the front of the IOU, then they're gonna accept it, right? If the IOU has George Washington's picture on it, Ben Franklin, whatever, right? They're gonna take that. Why are they gonna take that? Because they trust the Arev, so to speak. They trust the guy who's backing it. They trust the one who's.
They know that they will get the money.
What's that? Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
Because it's only worth as much as you trust the person.
In that sense, I don't think you're giving over the money value necessarily, but I do think a lot of the lushon here is that is something changing hands. That's why I don't know the rishus.
That's the
rashbis. Right,
that's the rashbis.
But I'm saying the entitlement is changing hands. You're right. Not necessarily it's saying it's the money value that's changing hands. In terms of that Rashi's equating
the right to collect that. That's the right to collect that.
The right, but you're basically paying with a right. You're not paying with the value. I'm saying more than you're paying with the right than you're paying with the value with the value of Kesef.
Say that again? You backing off your previous?
No. I said the first time. Then it got tweaked a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
It got tweaked.
Your position.
I don't think that Rashi's necessarily saying that I'm paying with
Shavius.
Shavius. I don't think that. I think he's saying that you're paying with. I'm paying with this right. This rightness has a shock. It's not necessarily I'm giving over the money value as in a check money. No, because I think. I'm sorry, your name again. One more time. Chaim, I think that's a good point. I did, but then it got changed to that he's giving over like
sorry.
A shot. I'm not saying it's like he. The
okay.
Way,
I'm
saying it's less like a check. It's less like a check.
I like the interpretation of Rashi that is the most to the core, the most abstract, theoretical about.
I think it's less like a check, but rather giving over exactly what it is. An IOU, I'm getting this right. This right to money is worth something.
So how would you explain that? How would you explain it? You have to account for how it's kesef, according to what you're saying.
According
to Rashi,
it's kesef.
Well,
it is kesef.
I'm
Oda.
Well, you hear the time.
I hear what he's saying.
Right?
Yeah. It's a good point.
It is.
Again, we have to come back to that basic rule in the Mishnah. There's only three ways to be mekadesh a woman: kesef, shtar, and bia. We know it's not kesef. We know it's not shtar, and we know it's not bia. So the question is it kesef or not? Rashi's saying it's kesef. The only reason is that we have to explain is why.
Why can't you just say it has to be one of those two things? And therefore you're giving away.
Well, Chaim said he can't imagine that Rashi would entertain that possibility, right? I'm not picking on you, I'm just saying that.
No. The same reason the Rashba says. He says that it's ridiculous to say that an IOU is Kesef.
Yeah,
that's what Rashba says.
It's not.
Right.
You
I know, but that's like Chaim was saying.
Just like anything has value.
That's social. That's more conventional issues than halachic necessarily. The question is, how does halacha view it? Right, and so we have to look at it halachically. I understand what you're saying. You're saying it from an emotional perspective. A person is, you know, it's like they say, don't give a kid a dollar bill. You should give him four quarters. Why? Because when he gets a dollar, he thinks he only got one thing. You give him four quarters, he feels like he got a lot. Right? So I agree with you. A guy gets an IOU, he doesn't necessarily feel like he got something because it's not a dollar bill. But halachically...
I think the problem is that when we're thinking of
value. You're thinking about like somebody coming and writing on paper saying I owe you.
Right.
And giving them, but it's really like
a star. A legal document. It's a document.
Like signing a mortgage and a note and saying, all
right. No, first of all, these rights could be shalva kesef. I'm saying these rights could have a shalva kesef
order. It's a legal document.
But I read them and say it's not. I wouldn't say kesef. I'd say these rights have a shalva kesef.
It's obvious. Yeah.
Shalva kesef or kesef?
Yeah.
So okay. I'm saying, but it's either kesef or it's
no,
not.
Right. No, I'm saying.
Like Hal said, it's right. Either kesef or it's not.
Right. You can, exactly.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Then we're good.
Okay, so let's move on to the Rashba. Okay, we agree that you know, we either have two similar approaches or one approach. Yeah. You want to say something? Okay, what about the Rashba? So again, Yoni is correct. The Rashba seems to distinguish between two different types of documents. One document where I'm writing it out myself, and I'm being mechayev myself to you. And the other document is where I'm giving you a document where someone else was mechayev themselves to me previously. In the initial case, the Rashba says that's not good. You can't just write it out an IOU and give it to a woman and have it be good for Kiddushin. That's not kasef. But if I give you a shtar, which someone else gave me, that is good. Okay, what's the distinction between those two types of shtaros?
Rashba feels
right, we have money, right? Money has value. We got that. Now the question is, what about this shtar where I say, I'm a chayiv myself to give you this amount of money? Yeah, exactly. Third party shtar and my shtar. Let's say it's a woman. We're talking about Kiddushin. I come up to this woman. We have no history. No? Goes well between us. I say, listen, really like to take this to the next level. I'd like to be Mekadosh you, but I don't have a pruta right now. So I'll give you an IOU. I owe you a pruta. The Rashba says, no, you can't do that. But if I say to the same woman, who I don't have a previous relationship with, if I say, listen, I have this IOU in my pocket that I got from Richie, I'll give that to you. The Rashba says, oh, that's okay. So now, with that idea of the equilibrium, maybe you could explain. Go ahead. Okay, good.
That woman has to be a transaction that brings her from the state sheet, from equilibrium to plus one.
Good.
So for that woman, of course, Pruta to have that status. You can't put her in a state of negative one by saying I owe you and then pay her. That only brings her back to zero when you pay her.
Good.
For the moment of paying her to be special, to be plus one, it has to be something she was never entitled to, rather something you were entitled to.
It can't be that. Can't be that ending didn't work.
One second, one at a time. Let me just try to put into context what you're saying, and then we'll let everyone jump all over it. What I think, Irving, you'll let me know if I'm saying correctly. What I think Irving's saying is like this, that in order for Kiddushin to take place, I have to be giving the woman something that she doesn't already have, right? That she doesn't already have. So in the case where I gave her a shtar that someone else wrote to me, I gave her something new that she didn't have any interaction with before. So far, so good? But where I give her a shtar that I wrote out myself, so they're saying that I'm basically just giving her an obligation. I'm just, all the only thing I'm offering her is an obligation. And then if I'll pay out on it eventually, all I did was make good on the obligation that I was mechayev myself. And therefore I didn't really give her anything. That's what you want to say?
Yeah, well, I'm stressing the whatever the
value is, let's say it's a pruta, okay. Right. So, okay, so on that point, let me just respond to that one point, and then I'll take comments. But, you see, the Rashba himself seems to say that the Kiddushin might actually take place when you pay out.
Oh, but at the moment of giving the
Right, we're just concerned about the shtar. The money is, you're right. Okay, go ahead. So you could just say, at the moment when you gave her the shtar, you only gave her an obligation. You didn't give her anything. Exactly, you didn't give her anything. That's what you're saying.
So why do you set her back?
I think she's, you may be right. But when she's at zero, she has everything she's allowed. Everything's in place. When you give her the shot, it says, I owe you. Now, she's not, everything's not under control. Everything's not perfect. Everything's not there. Now, she's missing something. You've given her the right to feel like she's missing something. And so naturally, that means she's set back to the grade.
Indeed.
But you're giving her money.
You're going to be ahead of the game. Right now, you're still at even.
Yeah, can you try for
it? I'm not saying you're at even. No, I'm saying you're at right now.
I understand what he's saying.
All the money that is owed you, everything's paid up with everything, you go on vacation. But when I give you something that says, no, actually, more money's owed to you. You really now feel.
So you're saying it's a bad thing.
Right, feelings. I was gonna say, try to stay away from. Try to stay away from that.
Legally, I'd say when I give you something that says money's owed to you. Now you don't have all the money that's owed to you.
Right. You're missing something.
So now what about?
Yeah, you're missing.
Now how does that make you a negative?
Yeah, I'm saying.
What about it?
See, I think what you're really saying is that you only got an obligation. You didn't get anything specific.
Right.
That's really what you're saying. You're saying in the case where I give you someone else's, I'll let you modify in a second, but I think what Irving's saying is, in the case where I give you someone else's shtar, I gave you something. I gave you something that's, for whatever reason, it's as good as kesef in that case, right? I gave you something. I gave you kesef. I gave you the pruta, or more. But if I give you just an obligation, I didn't really give you anything. All I gave you was a chance to collect on it at a later time. But I didn't give you anything that you could really deal with now. Is that what you're saying? In the case where I gave you something, as opposed to I gave you an obligation. So you want to take it further? You can take it further.
I just want to say that would be good if he didn't also say that if you give now somebody, like a shtar that somebody else had given you. Now, if I give you that over to her now, she's going to be in that same state of, oh my God, I'm owed money. So technically, she'll be at just as much of a negative one as if I gave it to her myself.
No, so you could explain that. So try to explain that. Take that further, right?
What's different about that?
That's
right, that's what he's going to explain. You have an explation for that, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have an explanation for the what Rashi was saying. Not necessarily. Meaning, my response to that.
But maybe what you're saying fits in with what Irving's saying. Why is it? Why
well,
you,
look, I don't know. I want to hear an answer for the difference between the two.
You want to hear an answer?
Yeah, I want to hear an answer.
Okay. I think he's going to. You want to give him a chance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so I was saying that really, when you get an IOU from somebody, right? They're saying that we're going to have to revisit this situation, but I know that I owe you this Monday, and at a later time, you're going to come back to me and you're going to redeem the Monday. So we're going to have to revisit this transaction. So we're not fully done, but right now you have this at least to hold on to. When I now give that over to somebody else, I say to them, we're not done. I'm giving you everything that I ever have to give you. Our transaction is totally done. When you want that redeemed, you can go to somebody else and redeem it. Now, if I would give somebody anything, let's say I'd give a ring to this girl and I'm worth $100. If she says to me, oh great, this is worth $100, okay, pay me $100, I don't have to redeem that for her. She can go to a jeweler or somebody else, but the fact is our transaction is done. There's only one transaction. I'm giving over this shtar. When you want to redeem that shtar, you can go to him. But our full transaction is done. You're never going to revisit me and say that you owe me $100.
So you're not saying the nature of the two IOUs. You're saying, practically speaking, whether or not the transaction will be continued to a later date.
Well, it's not in the shtar.
So I think that's what he's saying.
I think Rashba is more intrinsic.
Well, right. I think what Yoni's saying is that you're describing it, I think. But what you're saying is,
I think either way, the shtar is worth money, worth $100. The question is, meaning, is that...
What's taking place in that first case? What's taking place? You're
Which case?
Giving it to them. When you say, you're going to revisit that, basically nothing's really happened.
I didn't give you anything.
At that point.
I just gave you a right to come back to me at a later time.
Both.
I didn't give you Kesset now. I just gave you a right to come back to me another time.
And the other one you're giving,
you're saying
the right to collect from the other guy.
No, exactly. But he's saying... Right, but you have to explain why that's more something than...
Because now all of a sudden it's a value...
What am I giving? You want to say? Yeah, you want to say? Okay, what do you mean?
Because when you have by Rocky's case, you don't lose anything by saying I owe you.
Right.
You haven't necessarily lost it.
True.
But in the by the Rocky's case, if someone owes you money,
good,
and you transfer that debt to her, okay, you have therefore lost something.
You gave up something. I don't know if you'd say okay, you gave up something that you owned.
So you've taken something that was yours.
Good.
And now given it to her. When you give an IOU, you've not taken something that was yours and given it to her. You're saying you just will do that in the future.
Right.
When you transfer a debt or a whatever,
right,
an IOU, then you've taken something that belongs to you from you and given it to her.
Right, that fits in well with the Rashba's Lashon. The Rashba's Lashon is that you have to take something from your Rashus, right, and put it into her Rashus.
I don't get why the direct IOU is not.
No, so the putting into her
that's because it has to be yours. Right, that's because you have to be Makasha with your...
The problem is leaving your...
It's not so much the loss, but you, right, it has to be, you have to have bias over it, you have to own it. It's just being yours.
I disagree with him because of his her. I think
the what,
same because of your... In terms of her side, I think they're both as unstable in terms of the transaction.
But that's... All right, but then that could... That's true, because either way, she does have to go to somebody to redeem the money. Maybe that's not a problem. Maybe it's not a problem.
So maybe we could just get to that point, because I think that's what's bothering a lot of people. What's the difference between saying you have to come back to me for the money, or you have to come back to someone else?
I still owe you. Like, our transaction isn't done. It's postponing it.
Yeah, but so what? So you're right. That's true.
Now when I give you the money, then we'll be married with the money, because then the transaction will be done. So really, how can I acquire you without our transaction being done?
So what you're really saying is you haven't given her anything yet. All you gave her is the right to come back at a future time and claim.
Yeah.
As
opposed to the other one, where you gave her basically something that you already
the right to go and claim later on.
No, but not for me.
But that's describing an external problem, not an intrinsic problem.
No, that's what I'm trying to explain.
Let's say you gave her a ring and she really doesn't care for the ring, but you said it's worth a shove of proof.
Yeah.
Now, if you take this ring, and you may not be able to go to anybody on the street, but if you go to a jeweler, they will pay you the money for it. So you still have to go to somebody else.
Either way, a ring is a shove of proof. I mean, it's worth value versus, I mean, that's...
What about a U.S. bond? What a U.S. bond?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's
value.
So this also
Aaron.
Has a value.
Aaron, what do you think? Space out.
If when you ask her to marry you, right? Already right then you owe her money. So for then you to go say, here, I owe you money, you're not giving anything to her. Versus
what do you mean saying?
Okay, when you get married to her, you now owe her a pruta.
What do you mean, Matt? You can't effectuate the kiddushin without it.
Right.
It's not kiddushin yet.
Right. But I'm saying you owe her a pruta.
When?
For this marriage.
To get married.
For this marriage, you owe her a pruta.
For the kiddushin to take place, you need to have given her a pruta. It won't be a kiddushin without it. It's not that you are chayev after the fact. It's in order to bring it about to begin with. It needs to have been a transfer.
Right.
The transfer has to take place first.
Fine. So it doesn't work.
Right? Because she has to accept it. You can give her money for anything, and then she doesn't accept it. It's not kiddushin. In certain cases.
Right, in this case, in Kiddushin, I'm saying...
No, but even, see, either Rashba says if it's your own, it's not good. Your own...
They both hold an IOU is money.
Has the ability to be
money. Has the ability to be money. The only thing that the Rashba is saying, you have to lose something at the time. As in Rashi said, the IOU is money, so you can have...
Intrinsically.
Right, but the Rashba is saying, if you haven't taken something from your possession and now given it over to her...
Right, so that's just trying to explain that... That point. Why is it, and I think what you're saying is right, it's true. The Rashba says repeatedly, he says you need to take something from your Rishus and put it in her Rishus. Look at his Lashon. He says if you put it in the second Rashba, the Hosam Nami Afagav, the Nichnas L'Rishusa Davar Mechudash, when you wrote an IOU and you gave it to her, what did you give? You gave her something. What did you give her? You gave her the ability to come later and claim on you. He says, Dahinu Shibud, you gave her a Shibud. You gave her a lien on you on your Nechasim. For whatever the amount of the IOU is, that's why it's something that she has to act on. It's negative. She has some type of right. She has a right. She has a right to claim. That's what she has. She has a claim. She has a taina.
It's like you no longer have that claim.
Right, but va'afilu nishtar b'lo b'shtar. Even if you wrote a nishtar, all she has is the ability to claim on you. Nonetheless, mikol makom hu lo hotzi adayin mirshuso. You didn't give her anything, per se. You didn't give her anything. Right now. as opposed to the case where you gave her someone else's, right? Shum davar lachnisa b'rshusa. And you need both, he says. V'anan tarti b'yinan. You need sheyotzi m'rshuso. You need something that you gave up. You took something out of your shus and you gave her. And you have to be machnis into her shus. You have to give it to her shus. So when you only gave her... Right.
So
that's right.
I no longer have a hold on this property.
You
you have to give something. You have to transfer something.
Well, I only say give something, give her a stuff. You can give her an IOU, but that doesn't.
Meaning give.
Well, no, that's his point. He's saying giving an IOU is only giving a taina. You have to give something.
Right. So it's on the, as I said, it's on the giver side, not on the receiving side. I don't see.
What do you mean by receiving side? Why, who's saying it's on the receiving side?
That's what Yoni was trying to say. That's a problem of
either way she has to redeem it. Either way she has to redeem it. So it's not.
Right. It's not on the receiving. It's on the giving side. It's that he has to give up.
But Yoni's just describing. I think you're not disagreeing. I think you're describing the same phenomenon. Yoni's saying where I gave you my right. Where I gave you my IOU.
Your giving didn't take place yet.
Exactly. I didn't really give you anything. I just gave you the right to come back a later time and get something. But where I gave you someone else's IOU, I gave you something that I owned. I had bylus on that. I had the lien on that guy's money. Right. Now I gave up. Let's say we'll talk about plus and minus. My bank account has $100, and then I have a $1 IOU. So I have $101 essentially. So when I gave you this IOU, I'm down a dollar. I'm back at $100. But where I gave you an IOU, I didn't give away anything yet.
Your bank account wouldn't say 101 because you just have an IOU. Your bank account would be 100.
No,
and you gave over, it'll still be 100.
I'm saying in terms of what my...
Your value,
right,
your estate.
Yeah, my estate, exactly. But right... Yeah, sure.
But your estate would also change if you gave an IOU.
Does everyone understand this point, though, before we move on? We'll take it further? Okay. Fine tune. Aaron, you with us? Okay, you want me to begin? The basic approach that we've taken is to say that where I gave you my own IOU, like the Rashba says, I didn't really give up anything of myself yet. I didn't give you anything. I just gave you the right to come back to me later and make a taina on me for whatever is said in the IOU. I gave you the right to make a taina, but I didn't give you anything per se. As opposed to where I gave you Irving's IOU, that I really own that amount. That's what the Rashba was saying. I own that amount. That was part of my nechasim. And when I gave that to you, I was motzi that from my rishos, and I gave it to you. So with that, I could be mekadesh you.
There's
just another way.
No, that's a different issue. That's.
And now it's either you get being mekadesh with a loan that you have from someone else, or you can wear the loan.
That's right. Achiv. Achiv. That's the Rashba's lashon. But inan tarti, she needs to get something, and she needs to get something that you gave her. That's exactly right.
Okay, so there's two aspects.
That's right.
According to the Rashba, but it doesn't seem like Rashba.
No, not necessarily. Exactly. Not necessarily. That's right.
It only matters her. As in, that's the only part. You would say the only part of creation that matters is that she receives something.
From me. It has to come from me, obviously.
From you.
Right. But I don't have to sustain a net loss.
Right, because the Rashba is saying there's two aspects.
Right, I agree with that. That's a good point.
So they're arguing over fundamentally what a
What's involved in Kiddusha Kesef?
Yeah. I'm saying it's a very fundamental argument.
Rashi himself translates it. He says that the Shtar is Kesef, and you're losing it, and you're giving it to her, and she's receiving it. Rashi says you think it's Kesef, so you're giving it.
Right. Chaim, you hear what Hal's saying? It's important. Okay.
Rashi could be in agreement with two directions that he thinks the Shtar is the first step because he believes it's Kesef.
Rashi does know that he is giving up something at the time.
Right. He's giving because he's giving Shavius. He's giving the equivalent of Kesef.
Okay, later means that he's losing something now.
According to Rashi, that it's Shavakesef. So once he gives it to her, he gives it.
But what was the loss?
The IOU would represent the actual money that he will eventually lose. It's still a loss.
So it's the fact that he'll pay it off later on that gives him the loss.
It's
the same loss that you would have incurred if you gave it a dollar is the loss that you incur if you gave an IOU for a dollar. That's what Rashi would have to say. You gave up the same. You didn't give up anything less. Irving, you want to do? I'm sorry. You want to share something? You asked me before. I'm sorry.
So I'm just saying, maybe this is just the practical.
Okay.
$100, but you can actually go spend that $100. But if you give her an IOU that was from somebody else, you're saying this guy owed me $100 and
now it's yours. That's right.
In that, so in the time where she's taking her time to collect it, you can't go and spend that $100.
Right.
So there, you see there's a concrete difference.
Very good.
With the first one,
you're not giving up on it. You're not giving up on it. Right, you haven't lost. That's essentially what Chaim was getting at. You're not giving up anything when you just write the IOU. You're giving out a right. Good. This is very good. Very good. All right, we have a few minutes left. Let me. Yeah, sure.
Well,
that's a general rule. No, I mean that's a general rule by shtaros that usually there's an assumed amount unless you write it. Yeah, that's a separate idea. No, it doesn't have to be when she's getting married. That's separate. When she could collect on it? Yeah, that's a din shtaros. That's not unique to here. Yeah. What would you say about Rashi's? How could Rashi respond to the pigeon and ben taina of the Rashba? What I'm really asking is, show me why, I'm going to tell you, show me why the case of the pigeon on Ben, which Rashba brings, i.e., that you can't get your son to be padui with a shtar chayvus, you have to subsequently give the money to make the son padui, just giving the shtar is nothing, right? Show me why that's not an attack on Rashi. Really, in other words, how can Rashi say, well, that's an exception, or that's different than the normal case?
Meaning, why wouldn't it?
Let's get everyone to understand the question first.
Why would it not work like
that? Why could Rashi still continue to maintain that Shtar Eschayvus is Kesef and agree that in the case of Pidgin Aben, that a Shtar will not work for the Kohen? Will not work as Kesef. Shtar will not work. No, there was no Pasuk over there. That's by the Pidgin and the Maisa Shani and Hektish, there was a Pasuk. Does everyone understand the question? No, you can't use a shtar. We don't know anything about shava kesef. We can't use a shtar. Yeah, I'm going to repeat the question. Let me refine the question a little bit, maybe lead you down the road a little bit. Why is the relationship between the father and the Kohen different than the relationship between the man and the woman? Such that in the relationship between the man and the woman, a shtar eschayvus will work in lieu of kesef, but in the case of the man and the kohen, the father and the kohen, it will not work. What would it be like if I gave the kohen a shtar chov? I said, listen,
he already has a shtar chov. You're giving him a second shtar chov.
Yeah, that's right.
But shtar chov can't work because I already am meshubit to the kohen. I'm not giving the kohen anything new. Cohen already. I'm already chayv to pay the Cohen.
Taking out a second mortgage.
That's right. I have to pay. I have to redeem my son. So the only thing I did essentially was mechayv myself to a particular Cohen. Right. I have a chayv to give the Cohen money. The kahuna needs to get 5 slime from me. I'm not mechayv myself with that. That chayv is I'm a mushbav omid. Right. I'm already mechayv. My son reached the requisite age. That's it. I have a chayv to be po to him. So I'm giving a shtar chov. What's a second shtar chov? Second shtar chov doesn't do anything. I'm saying I'm already obligated to. I'm mechayev myself to do what I'm obligated to do. You don't seem to like that. Say again.
Right. We may have to redefine. Rashi wouldn't be able to use. I don't think you can say that Rashi has the strictest sense of kesef.
Whoa, slow down. Why does this present a problem? Why shouldn't it work here? If you're saying that a shtar, is really tantamount to shavius, and it's like kesef.
In a different sense.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're
giving him kesef. No, I think you'd have to say that it's no. That if you say that Rashi is more like you're giving over the rights, you're giving over rights, but he already has the right. The rights already exist.
Got to be kesef. It has to be kesef.
No, so I said rights are shavu kesef. Rights have a value.
So let's just say shavu kesef, that you can't use shavu kesef by.
But I agree. I think if you say that it's kesef, then the answer doesn't really work because you're giving kesef.
Maybe you just can't use shavu kesef by pidyon and here it's considered shavu kesef. You can't say it's considered kesef. Then
Say that again?
No, because maybe by pidyon shavu. I mean, I don't know.
Well, with Kedushin, you could give a ring, but you can't give that with
That's what I'm saying. You have can't give the Shabbat Kesef.
Yeah, you have to give.
The problem is, if we said, maybe which is right, maybe we have to redefine Rashi a little bit. But if you say that the Shtar Chov, according to Rashi, is Kesef, which seems to be the case, then how is he going to get out of this problem that the Rashba raises in terms of the Pidgin Aben? He says the Pidgin Aben, it's a Gemara, so it can't be that he argues on the Metzias. That's the Metzias, right? That's the facts. The facts are that if you try to redeem the son with the money, with the Shtar Chov, it's not going to be good. Only when you pay out will be good. Yes, let's say it. Not a currency. It needs a certain amount.
It needs silver coins. So it's not asking for value. It's asking for, like,
I think it's still worth. I think it's still worth 5 silver.
No, that's a good question. It's a question in halacha like that. Can you redeem with like I said, like a check, or can you use paper money? You know what? Oh, one second. Yeah, that's a good point. It's Richie saying that if that were the case, that if the reason why by Pidgin Aben you can only use the Kesef is because it's a unique din within the laws of Pidgin Aben that you must use those hay slayim and nothing else, then the Rashba wouldn't be able to really use that as a raya in general, that Shtar Schaivus is not Kesef. But anyway, so just as a general issue, there is this question, maybe we'll leave it for tomorrow, whether you could use other money, other types of money. I'm pretty sure he actually has a question of whether you could use a check for the Pidgin Aben. But maybe we'll leave that for tomorrow. We'll see if we could sort of just fine-tune the Rashi to be able to answer this question. It's a very good point that Hal made about the Kesef. All right, and after that, we'll move on. We'll try to move on to the next issue here in the Gemara. Tomorrow's Thursday? Okay, just...